So we're walking through the movie theater. Video store. Let's be real. We're walking through a video store, and it's, you know, it's just a little chilly outside. There's some snow falling on the ground. I said, maybe we should watch a Christmas horror movie. And we're walking through the aisles, and Brian points at a box and goes, what the fuck is that? Because it's probably one of the coolest VHS covers we've ever seen. And Scott and I are both like, Brian, we already talked about that. And he's like, we did? And then we remember, he wasn't there. So we re-rent Elves to talk about. 1989's Elves, the most confusing movie to ever be rated PG-13.
What? I think every time. Now, every time we discuss this, plus every time I watch this, which is almost every Christmas season, I'm like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way that this movie is PG-13. It's got incest in it and titties and like everything that
and
you don't
want. And the
one
brother says fuck like 8 times in the first like 5 minutes of the movie.
Got big fucking tits and I saw them. Oh man, can we just kick it off?
Fucking titties.
let's just let everybody know. Happy holidays, because this kid says, and I quote, oh boy.
I wrote it down verbatim. You got fucking big tits, and I'm going to tell everybody that I saw.
Yeah, but before that, it's, I'm not a pervert. I like seeing naked girls. And she goes, I'm your sister. Oh my God. But then before that, we even get another discussion of breasts, which is the three girls out in the woods, and it's obviously not Christmas time because they are just slightly chilled.
They're obviously not what I believe they're supposed to be, is like teenagers.
Oh, but these girls are literally 30 years old. Nothing wrong with a 30-year-old woman, but a 30-year-old woman playing a 17-year-old is a hard sell for me. But they go, Art Deco boobs are cool.
Yeah. So, Brian, obviously, yeah. Scott and I have seen this already. We got a little bit of love for the insanity that is Elves. How did you feel watching Elves for the first time? And did you have any memories of the VHS box prior to this?
No memories of the VHS box prior. It is a fucking atrocious movie that wasn't a painful watch, surprisingly.
No,
it's because it's also like 80 minutes long.
Yeah, but it's you're just so amazed at how bad it is, because it's not I don't think it's intentional, because I feel like when you make intentionally a bad movie, you at least get like the shitty Elves a lot. But the fact that they kind of jaws them for most of it made me think that they were actually trying.
Well, and I appreciate that you're even pluralizing the word elf in this circumstance. Because while it is called Elves, it is about a singular elf elf puppet that has no articulation.
The best part is that its mouth doesn't articulate. That just makes my fucking balls fall off every time.
And I got to say, I have said some hurtful things on this podcast before about cats, comparing them to dogs. But this movie did teach me. I don't like seeing a cat get killed either.
No.
Yeah.
I think just animals across the board I don't like.
Well, that's so it's so funny, because literally we're recording this on Black Friday. And before I walked downstairs, I was listening to Colors in the Dark, which is the newest podcast by Elric Kane and Rebecca McKendry. And they started talking about the movie Elves.
What?
They talked about it very briefly. They covered it maybe in like 5 minutes. They were discussing like, hey, we recommend you check out this movie. It's probably the craziest Christmas movie of all time. But Elric said something that is absolutely true, which is he's like, there has never been a movie where I have hated the mother character so instantaneously and never had a change of heart about it than this movie.
When she like, fucking dies, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's the best kill in any Christmas horror movie, in my opinion. And it's not because it's a good kill, but just because they fucking deserved it.
Yeah, when she's fucking like, terrible.
Yeah. Well, and she wanted to kill that cat right out the gate. Because, like, the brother gets attacked by, as he calls it, a fucking little ninja troll. And he's got this giant tear down the side of his pajamas, and the mom's just like, must have been the cat. And they're like, no, mom, no, not the cat. And you're like, oh, this house.
I don't think she's a real mom, though, is she? Is she the real mom and she hates the daughter because she was raped by her own father? Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
See, I've seen this movie so many times, and I still can't remember the specifics of it.
It's so... That I mean, we can talk about that whole sequence. The revelation.
Oh yeah, barely.
I just wish my dad was here. Your father is here. He's in his study. But grandpa's in the study.
Why is it that she finally cracks, like, after the tiniest little bit of stress, and explains that after a 17, let's say a 30-year span where she didn't tell her 30-year-old, 17-year-old daughter that, you know, she's an incest baby with her Nazi grandpa.
Listen, the highlight of that whole scene, and I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it got a huge laugh out of me, is right after she reveals that the daughter is an incest Nazi baby. It cuts to the elf at the window, but because the elf doesn't have an articulating mouth, he just looks shocked at the information that he's just heard.
See, I never thought about it as shock. I thought about it as him, like, sadistically pleased, but shock is a much better. Yes.
The audio in this movie is
everything
insanity.
Is 80 yard, but, like, off by a half second. It's insane.
Or there's scenes where, like, Grizzly Adams himself, Dan Haggerty, is having a conversation with someone, and you can tell, I want to know if Brian agrees with me on this, but you can tell by the audio quality that Dan Haggerty has, like, a lapel mic, because it's picking up his voice perfectly, but the other person's just like, yeah, no, they're in another room, like, just so distant.
Dude, and he did not want to be in this movie so bad that I am convinced that he went off script for a scene. And it was like it was not a joke for the movie. I think he was dead serious. He was just so over being in this film. And it's when he is asking about the book in the library. And she's like, yeah, it's in row 666. He's like, that's got to be a joke. Or you got to be joking. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, you're fucking kidding me. Is that really what we're doing in this movie right now? And then leaves. I'm like, there's no way that was in the script.
My favorite note that I wrote down this time, and it's... It will make no sense to the listening audience, but it's fine. Is the note just says, you can show me a band outside all you want, but that shit's coming out of a keyboard. And it's when like the band outside playing, and they're just like, dut, 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 dut. But it's like the most synthesized horns you've ever heard in your life.
Everything about this movie is so low budget and low effort, but except for the director. It's just so weird. Yeah. The director is like, this is going to be the next Gremlins.
That's the thing.
But it's going to have incest.
We've talked about this before where it's like there is a very notable line of a bad movie that is bad on purpose and a movie where they are actually trying and how enjoyable the actually trying movies are. And I do think Elves is in that tier with stuff that we talked about, like The Uninvited and Demon Wind, where it's like there's so much to like. Even though it's such a bad movie, the insanity is so thick in this movie that you can't, like, not stop watching it because you're just like, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, it also pisses me off. Like, I don't know, it's so weird. When people make movies, I get so angry at, like, these bad movies because it's just, like, common sense. Like, what they sprinkle in is, like, it's not fun, like, incest isn't fun. It's not like fun horror, you know what I mean? Or even like there is like a sprinkle of rape culture in there, but not enough to like really make a point.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, have like this whole, it was just like, sometimes guys make me do things and I'm afraid to say no. And like, then that's it. You know what I mean? Like it was just there to be there. And I'm like, this is taking away from what should be like a really fun fucking movie because it's so fucking stupid. And now you're fucking stupid for thinking that this is making the movie more fun.
Yeah.
They're like trying to say something, but this is not My Best Friend is a Vampire. And so the concept completely falls flat. You know, like there's no progressive issue or there's no progressive platform being conveyed in Elves. You know, like nothing about this movie hits. It's just such a fucking mess. It's like when you're a child and you don't know anything about how to do anything and you're like, I'm gonna make mommy and daddy breakfast. And so you smash eggs in a pan and you don't take the shells out, and you're like, I made you an omelet, mommy and daddy, and I put hot sauce on it. But you put like the ghost pepper sauce on it. I mean, let's just imagine the ghost pepper sauce was a thing back in the 80s and 90s when we were kids. And your parents have to like smile and be like, great job, sweetie. Now go play, watch cartoons. And they're like, oh, this is the worst fucking thing. We should have never had children.
Scott, that entire scenario happened to Matt last week. Like everything.
He tried to make breakfast for mom and dad.
Yeah, and they're like, good job, Matt. Go watch your cartoons. We shouldn't have had kids.
Are you sure that was with Matt, or was that the most recent time that your parents looked at each other and they were like, our children are fuck-ups?
No, I will say, and I feel bad because it breaks my mom's heart when I bring it up, but me and my sister Jamie got suspended the same day. We were 3 years apart. She got suspended from high school. I got suspended from middle school for a week. And
was that when you were lying home about your name?
No. That was just when I was a prick. And so my mom picked me up after getting suspended, and then they called the school. My dad answered. Came upstairs. He said, Jamie got suspended today too. And she goes, ugh, I should have stopped it, Matt. And that is... That is proof that Matt is the favorite child.
No, it's just the fact Matt's not the favorite child. It's just that your mom is too religious to be like, I should have never had children. She's like, yeah, I should have stopped at the first mistake.
Here's the thing. What it actually is that I've been grounded once in my entire life, and I got grounded because I stayed out too late playing Tetris with my friends, which is to say that if they had stopped it, Matt, they would have had no worries or concerns about their kid doing anything bad.
Kid doing anything at all, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. Just playing Tetris way too late. So speaking of children, one of the scenes that I guess I never really noticed until this viewing is there's a scene where Dan Haggerty bursts into this dude's house for his encyclopedic knowledge of Nazis experimenting with elves. Yep. And there are just two little girls, these poor extras that are just sitting at this table, and they're just staring. And then eventually they just start like playing with the food on the table. But I don't think that it was like part of the scripts. Like, I think they just got bored.
I feel like so everybody good. Just got bored. Like quote unquote, you know, like, why is this happening in this movie? People got bored.
We touched a little bit on the mom's death scene, but that whole sequence is just filled with weirdness. Like her putting on her pre-bath lipstick and like, she's
what,
like,
you don't put on lipstick before you get in the bath? Come on.
No. She's like having a mental breakdown, like just staring at herself, and then she starts smashing the lipstick on the mirror. But it means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. And then the elf pushes the radio into the tub
and then
she's getting electrocuted. Well, he's headbanging for sure. He's
well, that's what I look
safe.
Like when I jerk off.
Yeah, but I just imagine it's because you got some like gnarly tunes playing while it's happening.
I listen to the monster rap from Monster Squad as I masturbate every single time. Oh, sorry. That's Matt.
No. I can't rap along and masturbate something.
Dude, that's a fucking lie. I know you can.
I need instrumentals. But yeah, so then like the movie does get into like rush mode after the mom dies. It's like, oh, we got 14 minutes left to go. Let's see how this plays out. And, you know, Dan Haggerty gets killed. He sacrifices himself to stop the Nazis. And then the main character, she's hanging out with the elf. He's very sweetly offering her a bug for nutrition.
I mean, how do you get girls to like you?
I mean, I do offer them bugs. And then she does some thing. I don't even know how to explain it, but it causes an explosion that creates the shittiest camera effect for the longest period of time. It's awful. But then it ends with a fetus elf, and I don't understand what it means. Like,
it means that
nothing
they
makes
failed,
sense.
And that the whole point. I think the point of elves is maybe we weren't smart enough to get what the writer and director were talking about here by having elves plural in the name. Maybe there's one elf that is brought out by the, you know, the Nazi incest thing, and then to make more elves, he had to go through everything that happened in elves to make more, and now there's going to be an army of Nazi elves. But also, you know, well, shit. I was about to say, who's going to lead the Nazi elves? But then I remember it's 2020, and there are more than enough people that would be like, fuck yeah, give me some Nazi elves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really, what it really comes down to is, you know, maybe elves is like jazz, where it's not the notes that you're hearing, but it's the notes that aren't being played that you're supposed to be paying attention to.
That's
No, Scott, in other news, as we're recording live, it looks like your Christmas gift is officially shipping, even though I ordered it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, also, I want everybody listening and Brian to know that I now am on the hook to buy Matt a gift because he bought me one. And I don't know if he did that on purpose. I don't know if he knows this about me, but I can't just accept gifts.
Well, you're going to have to accept this Christmas gift and you don't have to get me anything.
Okay, well, that's a very nice sentiment, but fuck off.
Scott, I have good news for you. I am begrudgingly getting my family Christmas gifts because I'm forced to. So you don't have to worry about that for me.
Maybe I should give you something. What do you need?
I can tell you. I can tell you what Brian wants. So my family uses a website called Elfster, where you can like put a list of stuff that you want to buy. And what's nice about Elfster is that after you buy the gift, you can click a button that marks it as purchased so that no one else buys the same gift. It's very convenient. So Brian, which I get, Brian's like, I barely even want to come up for the holidays to begin with, but I definitely don't want to have to take a bunch of extra shit with me on a plane on my way back home after the fact. So his Christmas list is literally like, 2 t-shirts and just variations of expensive beef jerky that he doesn't want to spend money on, but he wants to try.
Like, you are such a... Wow, you're stuck in 2002, dude. I don't understand it. Like, you wanting to eat beef jerky is such a 2002 boy thing.
I know. I'm an '02 boy.
And I mean, spoiler alert for Brian's Christmas gift. Of course, I was like, well, the only things on here are beef jerky, so I guess I'll order him some jerky. And then they email me and were like, sorry, we're sold out of that jerky.
Oh, no.
So.
Looks like you're getting another one of those Marvin the Martian t-shirts, whatever the fuck you had.
Yeah.
He's going to get a handmade gift from his big old brother.
Well, I just want some gift cards to restaurants so I can get Jade to go out to eat more often.
I mean, you just, that means you don't have to cook.
Yeah, that's all you care about.
Oh, to be a real sadistic bastard, I should just get him cooking classes.
All right, so elves, do we have anything else we want to talk about? Brian, I am embarrassed to say this about myself, but Scott already said it once already. This has definitely become a yearly watch for me. Do you see yourself ever revisiting elves? Okay.
But you also have to understand that I watch, like, I'll get in the Christmas spirit and watch movies. And that is like from November to Christmas Day 4. And you watch that many per day. As your followers know, at St. Mort on Instagram, you can see all the movies that he watches. And
he also has a new podcast called Christmas 365. So he doesn't have to just enjoy Christmas one season a year. He's going to be enjoying it all seasons of the year.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. It's been very nice. That episode, our first episode came out at the time that we are recording this. And I have had so many people message me just to say, you know, I never really watched Let It Snow. It looked dumb. And I watched it because you guys talk so passionately about it. And it's a pretty damn good movie. And I'm like, yay, Netflix, pay me.
I can't believe I never realized that 365 made Christmas year round.
Yeah.
I thought it just meant that you came full circle but went a little too far.
Yeah, it's actually just the count of how many episodes we're going to do. There will never be a 366th episode of that podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got to A definitive 8-year finish line.
Wow.
You're doing the Schitt's Creek. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're going to do it in twice
as long. You're going to leave on your own terms.
And half as funny.
Ouch.
You know, are you guys going to do an episode on Jingle Jangle?
Maybe one day. I mean, we've got 365 episodes to record, so I'm sure eventually we'll get there.
Yo, there's this badass movie that's about to be on CBS this year.
Is it about a Santa serial killer?
No. It's a kid's movie, but it looks like it's from the 90s, but I think it's new. It's like a claymation Christmas movie that's coming out about reindeer. Oh. I don't know.
Well, so while you're trying to look that up, let's talk our double features real quick.
Robbie the Reindeer, Hooves of Fire.
Robbie the Reindeer. It's no Olive the Other Reindeer, I'm sure, but...
Oh, fuck.
It's got... it does have Jeff Goldblum and Steve Coogan.
Ooh.
And Britney Spears.
Paint me interested. Brian, how about we start with you? What would your double feature be with elves?
Oh, fuck. Ghoulies.
Oh,
the first Ghoulies or Ghoulies 2? Are you trying to save your night or keep it bad?
I'm trying to keep it bad. Is there a Ghoulies 3?
Oh, yeah, Ghoulies go
to
college.
Ghoulies go to college.
Yeah.
There's even a Ghoulies 4. Ghoulies 3. It depends on how bad your night wants to be.
Oh, man. Oh, there's a Ghoulies 4. Holy shit, there is.
It's basically like just rehashed, recycled. I haven't seen it, but from what I understand, it's just rehashed scenes from, like, you know, stuff that they already filmed that they just kind of build into another movie.
Oh, Godfather 3. Godfather 3.
Yeah, okay. They pulled the GF 3. I will double. I mentioned it already, but I do. I said before, I do consider this one of the like top tier, but rarely spoken about, so good it's bad type movies, or so bad it's good movies. And I'm going to put this with another one of my favorites in that category, The Uninvited. I could watch this in The Uninvited.
That is a weird fucking double feature. So you're like having Christmas at Sea in the second half.
Well, because, you know, like, I'd like to imagine that that cat survived and came back and got vengeance
fair.
In a mutant form.
Yeah, I like that. See, for me, I only watch elves 1 month a year. Like, there's only 1 month of a year that I have any desire to watch elves, and it's December. I watched it a little bit early this year, but that's all right. But because of that, it's usually I have 3 movies that I watch every year, like religiously every year while I'm wrapping Christmas presents. Elves, Silent Night, Deadly Night, and Black Christmas, the original. So, I mean, it's kind of not really like a, ooh, what should I watch next? It's a like, this is what I'm watching next kind of deal, you know?
This is, I mean, I'm a little upset that you're watching Silent Night, Deadly Night, and not the far superior Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 5, The Toy Maker.
I hate you so much. I do want to give a little shout out to me, because I am working on the next installment of the Horrors EP series, I guess, yeah, where I do cover versions, like metal cover versions of songs from horror movies. And since I was like, I try to have a theme for each one, and for this year, for 2020, my theme was Lady Killers, which was female killers. So all the songs are from movies that feature a woman doing the killing. And then I was like, what should I do for 5? And I thought, let's only do movies that had 5 installments or more. And one of them is, I'm trying very hard to do Silent Night, Deadly Night, because there are 5 Silent Night, Deadly Nights. It doesn't mean that there are 5 good Silent Night, Deadly Nights. It just means that there are 5 of them.
No, there's only 2, the first one and the 5th one.
You don't want to talk about Garbage Day?
I mean, Garbage Day is barely a movie. it's a clip show of the first movie,
just like
for
Ghoulies
an hour.
4.
And then for 20 minutes, you get him walking around shooting people. But yeah, now the Silent Night, Deadly Night movies are pretty rough. So guys, thank you for this re-rental. We will not be doing a re-rental in January because just doing 5 months of this was very time consuming on our schedule. But we will be back for a re-rental sometime in February. Brian, thank you for agreeing to do this stupid idea that Scott and I came up with.
Of course.
I mean, I just meant the podcast in general. No, but, you know, we'll be, there'll be at least one more Christmas discussion after this in our main feed. So stay tuned for that.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.